الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم وأفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, as we all know that the month of Muharram has started and this is the beginning of a new year, a new Islamic year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا 4 حُرُمٍ. That surely the number of months according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 12. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا في كتاب الله, which has been recorded in the book of Allah, يوم خلق السماوات والأرض, from the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies and the earth. It is from that time there has always been 12 months. Never has there been less than 12 months or more than 12 months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such a system whereby the sun rises from the east and sets in the west, and the moon will slowly increase and then decrease. This system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, this system has been created from the beginning of the creation of this universe. And since then, that system has not changed. The Quran is saying that system has not changed. So these 12 months will stay 12 months. It is not so 1 year it will increase, another year it will decrease. Nor is it more than 12 months. The 1 year is going to be 12 months and 1 day, another year is going to be 12 months and 3 days. No. It's always going to be 12 months. It's never going to be more than 12 months. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such a system. Why? So that we can do hisab. So that we can calculate. So that we can know when to do what. Otherwise, if the days kept on changing, if the months kept on changing, and 1 month it will become like this, then what will happen is that we will then have problems. And this is exactly what the kuffar used to do. They used to change the tahrim, the azma, the importance of Muharram. Why? To suit their own interests and their own objectives. From the time of, right from the beginning, from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, there were 4 months which importance and azmah and reverence was attached. And the kuffar of Makkah, they also attach reverence and importance to these 4 months. Salatun mutawaliyat wa Rajab. 3 consecutive months and the month of Rajab. Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram. The 3 months are consecutive. And Rajab. So these 4 months, the Hurmah, and the reverence and the sanctity was preserved by the pagans of Makkah, although they were not Muslims. But the traditions of Ibrahim alayhi salam was also found in the pagans of Makkah. So they would uphold the sanctity of these months. And they would not fight. They would not quarrel. Any dispute they had, they would leave it for the other months. So they had glorified these months. And it is true, and it is also important that we also glorify these months in terms of ibadah and in terms of our worship. It is said that the ibadah in this month is more rewardable than the ibadah done in any other month. Likewise, the severity of the sins that are committed in this month are much more severe, much more greater than any sin that is committed in any other month. So it goes both ways. That the reward that is given in these months is much greater, but also the severity of the sins are much more severe than sins that are committed in any other month. So my dear respected brothers and elders, the month of Muharram has started, and it is a month in which we increase our ibadah. So as I was saying, that the people of Makkah, the pagans of Makkah, what they would do to combat this problem, if they were having a dispute or fighting, they would say that if the month of Muharram is about to start and they had a dispute, or if the month of Dhul Qa'dah was about to start and they had a dispute, what they would do is defer that month. So the month of Muharram will come after the month of Safar. Bring Safar forward, bring month of Muharram afterwards. So that they can continue fighting, they can continue with their disputes. And this is what فمثل الله سبحانه وتعالى سيد إنما النسيء زيادة في الكفر تدلي نسيء تدلي to do tahqeer of the month which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described as muharram, as mu'azzam, as dhu'izzah, a sanctified month. To do tahqeer and to delay such month is ziyadatun fil kufr. It's not just doing kufr, but it's also increasing in the kufr. يحلونه عاما ويحرمونه حرام. One year they will make it halal, one year they will make it haram. And they will do this every year. So this month, which was supposed to come after Dhul Qa'dah, Muharram for example, say no, Muharram is coming after Safar. In the following year, Muharram is not coming after Safar now. It's coming after Rabi al-Awwal. Following year, Muharram is coming after Rabi al-Thani. And they did this every year. By the time when Hajj was ordained, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do Hajjatul Wida', it is by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the month of Muharram and Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah came at its appropriate time. So as it went along and the month kept on changing, so one year Muharram was after Safar, then the following year it is after Rabi al-Awwal, then Rabi al-Thani, then Jama'ad al-Ula, Jama'ad al-Ukhra. It kept on changing the month. So as it was changing year by year, the year that in which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to do Hajjat al-Wida', and the year that where Hajj is done in Dhul Hijjah, that year by the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that year Dhul Hijjah fell in Dhul Hijjah. Remember, they were kept on changing every year. And from then, because when did Hajjatul Wida' happen? Happened after Fatah Makkah. Hajjatul Wida' happened after Fatah Makkah. And once Makkah was taking control, so obviously everything was then preserved. Everything was then preserved and looked after. So from then, there was no changes to the month. So this the Quran has declared, that now the 12 months that had been set, it is on the same basis the day when this world was created. And now it's come back to the right, correct time. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِدَّ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. So now these 12 months are on the same 12 months or the same time from the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world. So these 4 months, منها أربعة الحرم, which the Quran has also declared that these 4 months are months of sanctity, of reverence and importance and azma, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached great reward of doing ibadah in these days. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام يوما من المحرم كان له بكل يوم 30 يوما. What does that mean? that for every single day of fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reward of 30 fasts. Indeed. This is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْضَلُ السِّيَامِ بَعْدُ رَمَضَانِ شَحْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ. That the best fast after month of Ramadan are the fasts that are kept in the month of Muharram. But in also another ibadah, and I say another hadith, that the ibadah that is done in these sanctified months have great importance. But on the same token of great importance, the severity of the sins are also increased. So the only way to safeguard ourselves is to spend more time in ibadah. For once that time is being concealed, for once that time is being engaged in ibadah, then that time cannot be engaged in committing sins. That is the only way of safeguarding ourselves. Otherwise, if we are not engaging ourselves in ibadah, although we may not be committing sins, but there is a great chance that we may indulge in sins. For shaitan works on those people very easily who keep themselves idle. So it's why it's very important that first of all, if in this month if we can fast, then we should fast. Why? It's because when a person fasts, his animalistic inclinations will all be compressed and will be made to come down. The power of his nafs and the want and the desire of his nafs will be decreased by fasting. That is why it is said in the hadith, "Man istata'a minkum al-ba'a falyatazawwaj," that whosoever has the means to get married, they should get married. And if they cannot get married, then what should they do? Fast. Why? It's because by fasting it controls the desires, it controls the nafs, the impulses that are created within the brain are subdued by fasting. Hence, committing a sin will be less likely, because sins are committed on the impulses and upon the desires. But if these desires can be decreased and if these impulses can be diminished, the chances of committing a sin will also be diminished. So one way of safeguarding ourselves from sins is fasting. So this is the month in which we should all increase our ibadah. And one way of doing that is by fasting. So like the hadith I've mentioned, فَمَنْ صَامَ يَوْمًا مِنَ الْمُحَرَّمِ, that whosoever fasts for one day in month of Muharram, he will get the reward of 30 days fast. 30 days fast. That's a great reward. And obviously there's another fast which is going to come on the 10th of Muharram, which is going to happen not this Saturday but the following Saturday. The fasting on that day is يُكَفِّرُ السِّرَةَ الْمَاضِيَةِ. So just by one fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, through that, will expiate all the sins of the previous year. So my dear respected brothers and elders, we should not take it very lightly. We should not let just let the time go past, because time will not stay for anybody, will not stay put for anybody. It will decrease. Our time, which has been fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, will never increase. It is only decreasing. It is only decreasing. Inna ajra Allahi la'at, that the final hour and the final time will definitely come. So we do not know when we are going to demise. We do not know when we are going to leave this world. But this is for sure with surety, and this is with guarantee, that our time in this world is not increasing but decreasing. And how much is it being decreased? How much is left? Nobody knows. Do we have another 1 more year left? Or do we have another 1 more day? Nobody can guarantee. We all live in hope. We all live in hope. And sometime our hope becomes so great that it muddles, it clouds our brain. Hence, we start to think long term. Once I read a story in a book, which we read, Nafhatul Arab, the book that we read in the madrasa. It said, once a person came to one of the sheikh and he said, you know, make dua, alhamdulillah, that today I have got a piece of land, I leased it, piece of land, and some contract, everything done. He said, how many years? He said, 300 years. The sheikh went to the bazaar and made ilan. The old people, all of you should be happy. That Malak al-Maut is dead now. How do you know Malak al-Maut, the angel of death, is dead? This person is signing at least 300 years. It must be the person, Malak al-Maut is dead. That's why he's signing at least for 300 years. So we live in hope so much that we forget that we are going to die. So this is why, my dear respected brothers, elders, this is a new Islamic year. Why don't we make this a new beginning, a new chapter in our life? Make this the turning point of coming towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forsaking the life of sins and mistakes that we have done. Let's turn it. Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to permission.